Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of April 3rd. I am your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. So, beautiful full moon coming this week, dear ones, and the phrase from this week's podcast poem is, over and over we break open. I want to honor the full moon this week on Wednesday, April 5th at 9:34 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. We have a full moon at 15 degrees of Aries Libra. Beautiful spring full moon for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. And so here we have the sun in Aries opposite the full moon in Libra. And oh, by the way, the sun is also next to Jupiter and Chiron in Aries. So we'll bring more of that in. First of all, a full moon is where you harvest or illuminate more of what you seeded about 2 weeks ago at the new moon, which was right around spring equinox or fall equinox, if in your southern hemisphere. And so we get this illumination of balancing the sun in Aries right now, which is where our conscious energy is going, this renewal, this fire sign of let's get it going, let's start something new, let's be, you know, courageous and go forward in a new way, in an independent way. And then the moon, that beautiful instinctive nurturer archetype, the sun as the hero, heroine, conscious self, and then the moon opposite, that instinctive nurturer, that fluid, deeply emotional, tidal one, is in the sign of Libra, the opposite sign. And Libra is all about balancing. It wants fairness. It wants beauty. It wants justice. It wants a sense of companionship. And classically, Aries and Libra is a conversation in our souls and in the world about being independent and engaging and being true to yourself, a solo agent, let's go. And also Libra, I am in relationship with the world in so many ways. Inside myself, relationship with my inner figures, externally with people, with nature, with creatures, with the world. So there is this illumination of this balance, finding for yourself in this week what feels like a really congruent balance. And if you find if it's been two Aries, which it might be because of Jupiter and Chiron also there's a lot of Aries stacked in this full moon, where maybe you're tired or you're exhausted or you realize, wow, I've been running over things. You know, maybe I want to get a little balance in my life or want to turn towards that reciprocity of Libra. Now, with Jupiter and Chiron also with the sun, this becomes a really powerful healing full moon. Because if you remember, Jupiter is the wise one in you, the one who expands, has to do with your wisdom, and also has to do with your paradigms and your core beliefs. And it wants to expand. So the sun and Jupiter together wants to expand your wisdom of who you are as an individual, where you want to take some risks and go for it. And Chiron next to them both, the wounded healer, this asteroid comet shapeshifter character, says, and I want you to expand more of your awareness and healing around unresolved wounds, personal and ancestral wounds. And I'll remind you that while Chiron is in Aries, which is for a couple of years, we are all being invited to heal a little bit more the wound of not accepting ourselves, of not honoring our individuality, and sometimes not having courage. When Chiron is in Aries, sometimes the wound is, I don't want to be selfish, or, you know, I stop myself because I'm afraid my energy is too big. I might run over people or situations. Or it can be the opposite, where I'm unconsciously just doing my own thing and I'm not paying attention to my impact on the outer world. You know, those are extremes. But the Sun, Jupiter in Chiron, says, shine the light on the wisdom of expanding into your uniqueness and having the courage to be who you really are in your relationships, right? The balance with the Moon, the emotional sensitivity to other. So just notice what might be happening for you in this week. And remember also with Chiron, we get the opportunity to look at, am I carrying wounds from my family system that I'm unconscious about? You know, am I replicating a wound pattern from my ancestors out of blind loyalty to them? I don't need to do that. You know, and you also might be sensitive if there's ancestors who were not able to come forward and really be who they were, which is often the case because it was very dangerous and there was very dire consequences, especially for our female ancestors. You can recognize that you don't have to hold yourself back anymore because they had to. You can turn to them with love and say, thank you for supporting me as I go forward into my life. Thank you as I go forward to my fate and my willingness to be who I really am. And for those of you who are drawn in some way of being a healer or bringing a healing presence into the world in some way, this full moon might illuminate more awareness for you about your particular healing gifts and their delivery systems. It doesn't have to be as a therapist or a body worker or, you know, or a counselor. It can be something you notice in your everyday life or the work you have, that there is this capacity to bring more of this healing presence you carry to be true to yourself and help others to do the same. So here's the poem for this week that really honors whoever you are, whatever life journey of healing you've been on, of woundedness and healing. You are essentially perfect just the way you are and ready to be fully who you are, to become undomesticated. The poem's called The Way It Is by Rosemary Wattola Traumer. Over and over we break open. We break and we break and we open. For a while, we try to fix the vessel as if to be broken is bad. As if with glue and tape and a steady hand, we might bring things to perfect again. As if they were ever perfect. As if to be broken is not also perfect. As if to be open is not the path toward joy. The vase that's been shattered and cracked will never hold water. Eventually, it will leak. And at some point, perhaps, we decide that we're done with picking our flowers anyway, and no longer need a place to contain them. We watch them grow just as wildflowers do, unfenced, unmanaged, blossoming only when they're ready. And my God, how beautiful they are amidst the mounting pile of shards. This is a wonderful poem that not only honors the full moon of Libra with the Sun in Aries and this call to balance yourself by deeply honoring who you authentically are and to return that gift also to others. It also is a great full, it's the first full moon since Pluto went into Aquarius. And remember, this is a 20-year period of deep collective and personal systemic change to free ourselves from the poisons of dominator patriarchal culture and to radically liberate everyone to be who they are more authentically. So this is a long haul, dear ones, and this is a moment, the beginning of this great era change with this full moon that calls you compost toxic perfectionism. Compost and let die all the too limited stories about who you are, who others are, who the world is. Let yourself blossom in your wild, unfettered, undomesticated self. Thank you. And join me at my workshop coming up on Pluto and Aquarius. Reclaim your place at the edge of the village, dear radical ones. Sunday, April 16th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can register for it if you go to my website on the Edges of Change, and right on the top bar of the homepage, click right there to come in and register. If you can't make it live, you'll get the replay. It's one of many workshops I'll be offering in the near future and the ongoing future to say, look, together we can do this. We can transmute the limited poisons of where we've been and activate the power of the collective to dream new visions of wholeness and liberation. Bless your journey.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are on theedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.